Greetings, 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 brothers and sisters, and to our worldwide listening audience. Thank you for joining us through radio, where we have listeners worldwide on the homepage of Do It All in the Mall. I welcome all of you for the first time. If you're here for the first time, listening in the United States, Puerto Rico, Australia, anywhere you are, abroad. Today is Friday, April 23rd, 2021, and I am Miss Inez, your hostess for the evening, CEO and fashion designer of Anais Valku Designs, broadcasting to you worldwide. Hello, everybody. Aloha and everything else. Hele kalikimaka and everything. I don't know all the other. Hola, you know, arrivederci, you know, so on and so forth. And also we have with us today Harry Whaley, Vitiligo Man of Action. He is out of Atlanta, Georgia, bringing to us Vibin' with Vitiligo for the Vitiligo community. And the topic today is Vibin' with Vitiligo Insecurities and Dating a Person with Vitiligo. If you have a product or business, you can bring it to Do It All in the Mall, where all of the listed entrepreneurs can be found under the client carousel on the homepage of Do It All in the Mall, which has been in business for over 13 years and is a secure 24/7 online shopping mall of over, yes, 5,000 stores for all your needs. You can shop while listening to entertainment just anytime and listen to old episodes, all in the comfort of wherever you are. Some people are out on the dock fishing. Some people are in the car listening. Some people are at home cooking. So no matter where you are, you can listen to entertainment through Let's Do It Radio, sponsored by Do It All in the Mall. You can make that difference worldwide. So take a tour and shop. And anyone who has or doesn't have vitiligo, please join in the conversation today by calling in or Skyping to 845-241-9985. And as I say, the topic is vitiligo insecurities, dating a person with vitiligo.
We do not own the rights to any information or music you hear at Let's Do It Radio.
And we are going to start off this today with I Want to Marry You by Half Mile, because there's a question I want to ask our guest speaker today. So we're going to play I Want to Marry You by Half Mile.
Make a promise. All I wanna do is love you. Thank the Lord for you. Wanna marry you, marry you. Yes, I do. Thank you.
love you anyway.
I'm so glad that you're my bride,
and you're the reason
why
we are here today.
So before you get to the marry stage, you have got to date or at least show some type of interest in a person. So please help me welcome Perry Whaley, vitiligo man of action, out of Atlanta, Georgia, who just got married about a month ago. So tell us your story and how you met the love of your life, since we are on the topic, vitiligo insecurities. Would you date a vitiligo person? First off, I know you are not insecure, but go ahead, Perry. Welcome.
Well, good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen. I am so honored to be here tonight. I got a little bit of, I'm sitting in my car right now. I just came from fishing, and you know what I said? I'm Perry. I am the vitiligo man of action, and I am so honored to be here tonight with Miss Inez. And do it
yes,
all
sir.
In the mall radio. And let me just say, first of all, I'm on vacation. But because of Miss Inez, I am on this show tonight. You know, she kind of put the fire in me and said, you know what? You're going to do this show whether you like it or not. I don't care if you're on vacation
yes.
or not. So tonight, I'm honored to be here. And it is truly a privilege and to be here tonight with you all, and you know, we got a topic that is going to change your thinking from all perspectives. And like I said, once again, I am in Panama City, Florida tonight, and I'm on vacation.
Me,
but
kinda.
to do the show tonight is really it's an honor. So Ms. Inez, let's start off with what the topic is again, and let's get into what we're going to do.
Yes, sir. The topic is vitiligo insecurities, and would you date a person with vitiligo? And so, like I said, I know you just got married just recently, and she's a beautiful, beautiful, beautiful woman. She's a lucky woman. And so tell us your story, how you all met, and so on and so forth. And, you know, maybe you can inspire somebody out there who has vitiligo, doesn't have vitiligo, to date.
Well, for me personally, You know, I met her at a car dealership.
Okay.
In Atlanta, and we just became friends. And, you know, when we became friends, we just, the first question she asked me was, are you in a relationship? And my answer was, no. You know, so I wanted to say yes. I wanted to say yes, but it couldn't. And that was maybe 5 or 6 years ago. Little did we know that God would bring us together. Little did we know God would bring us together to really be married. And today it's a union of love and friendship and all those things. So for me personally, at that point in time when I met her, there were really no insecurities about their life, because at that time I was probably the top seven in the nation at that time. So it really made the transition of meeting somebody that you like or love or like at that time easy, and for people to attract to you. So what I found out is that when you become confident with who you are, vitiligo fans itself. It's like an energy.
Okay.
It expands itself, and people are attracted to that. So insecurity has never been really a situation for me, because of what I've done all my life. I've been in the automobile industry all my life, and I wasn't born vitiligo. So insecurities come from certain situations in your life. And for me, I didn't have those certain situations where, because I was pretty popular all my life. I've been actively involved with the world all my life. So, you know what I mean? And today, rubs off. I'm active in the world, and people are more driven to my vitiligo based off of what they say is confidence, what they say is this, what they say is that. I just say that God has blessed me with an opportunity to be a part of a vitiligo community that needs me to help continue God's work, and that's all. So insecurity.
Okay.
How can you have insecurities? How can you have insecurities when God loves you? You know what I mean?
See, God puts people in your place, in your path to love you, to take care of you. Because as people always say, there is somebody for everybody. Correct.
Yes,
not everybody
is.
Somebody. So it doesn't matter if you have vitiligo, if you don't have vitiligo. There is somebody out there, so you have to show an interest. Say, hey, God made me the way he made me, and I have vitiligo, or I don't have vitiligo, so find me somebody to love, you know. As we go throughout the show, some of the people that I have the clips on have talked about, you know, some of their things that they've gone through as well. But Mr. Man got married on us. It's like another one bites the dust, but it's a good dust.
well, seeing that you're co-hosting the show today, and you don't have vitiligo, very, very. I would like to ask you a few questions, because I think the viewers really want to know. They want to know real stuff. They want to know stuff that matters to them. So, you being a woman that does not have vitiligo, have you ever dated or were attracted to? Have you ever dated or was attracted to somebody who had vitiligo?
I have not dated anybody with vitiligo because I really haven't come in. The only person I have come in contact with vitiligo was a lady, and I'm from Washington State. And she went to our church, but other than that, either we're stress-free people up in Washington State, or there's just not a lot of people with vitiligo in Washington State. But because I don't know why I wouldn't date somebody with vitiligo, because vitiligo is what's on the inside. What's on the outside. I cherish what's on the inside. If they love me, I love them. That's all that matters. It's just a package. So people have to look past what the package outside is, the gift wrap, and look on the inside and go deep into what the gift wrapping is holding. Does that make sense?
Yeah, it makes sense. But
I mean,
I guess for now my whole question is tonight. tonight really is. It's about the insecurities. You know,
okay.
If you're listening tonight, I want you to really understand what we're trying to go to tonight. Tonight is about securities and insecurities.
Yes.
And what we're trying to do is find out, have you matured enough in your vitiligo journey to not have insecurities about anything at this point? You know, whether it's love, whether it's work, whether it's anything. And the reason I wanted to talk about it is because from my personal journey, I have overcome any insecurities that I have had with vitiligo. Now, somebody said to me the other day that, Perry, your story might not be interesting enough. It might not be interesting enough because you don't have enough pain, you know, you don't have enough pain in your story. I mean, because people want damaged goods. They don't want the great stories. They want people who are wounded. They want people who are crying. So insecurities. How do we overcome our insecurities to make them securities for us? How do we overcome that? How do we make it happen? Do anybody got that answer? And that's what tonight we want to call in. Miss Anya, give them a number to call in.
The number is 845-241-9985. We'd love to hear from you because, you know, it's a vitiligo man and a non-vitiligo woman. And we're trying to have conversations with the vitiligo community, the vitiligo network, anybody who is insecure because, bro, man, he is, as the brothers had talked before on his last show, he has no insecurities. I don't have a lot of, so I can't talk to you. So you need to get past your insecurities because, you know, being a person with all my pigmentation, it's easy to talk about, you know, what to get over and what not to be insecure about. But I want you all to call in and say, hey, Miss Inez, Mr. Perry, you know, this is what I am experiencing. So that number again is 845-241-9985, and we'd love to hear from anybody. Doesn't have to be a vitiligo person. It could be a non-vitiligo person. We just want to hear from the masses and have, you know, because you may be eyeing somebody who has vitiligo, but you don't know how to approach them. And so, you know, I'm going to play a couple of clips, and then we're going to come back, and we'll hear a clip from this lady's name is Gabby. And she gives some tips on how to date with vitiligo, tips and asking my boyfriend questions. So once we return, we will do that. But, you know, Mr. Perry, he got himself a good one. And so tonight the topic is vitiligo insecurities and dating a person with vitiligo.
Want to create your new patio before you get your new patio? With the Home Depot, you can jumpstart your spring with the latest power and the best grills around. Get free delivery and pull that new patio together with everything from furniture to spill-proof cushions. It's spring, and today is the day for doing. The Home Depot. More saving. More doing.
And you know what? Yesterday was Earth Day. Happy birthday, Earth Day. And so we know you've seen your neighbors and you outside working and doing yard work. So you can go to Do It All in the Mall and click on the Home Goods tab on the home page of Do It All in the Mall, and you'll see Home Depot, Ace Hardware, and Lowe's, and many more stores for your yard that you can decorate your home and your yard. And so we'd love for you to shop through the home goods section so you can make your home beautiful during this Earth Day weekend. And we want to say happy Earth Day, happy birthday, happy Earth Day from Do It All in the Mall.
You can find Let's Do It Radio on the homepage of Do It All in the Mall. Come join us and listen to Let's Do It Radio as you're shopping the first online mall with over 5,000 stores for all your holiday shopping needs. Yes, Do It All in the Mall has its own radio station, and you can listen to us as you shop. So shop with us, listen to us, and talk with us at doitallinthemall.com.
Hey, what's up everyone? It's Gabby and I'm back with another video. If you're new here, what's up? And if you are returning, welcome back. So today's video was kind of inspired by something I kind of just thought randomly about. I figured it was something that other people struggle with because it was something major for me, and I know I'm not the only one who has ever struggled with dating, and people who have vitiligo, I know it's a little tougher to find love sometimes. But I put together a few things that I thought would help you guys about how to date with vitiligo, and I even found something. I even asked my boyfriend some questions that I haven't even read his answers to yet. I asked him some questions about my vitiligo and when we first met and like his thoughts. So make sure you stick around for that because I haven't read them, so it's going to be kind of like my reaction and what he actually said. I really don't know. Hopefully it's all good things because I'm going to read them on camera. Let's just get right into it. Don't forget to subscribe. The first tip that I have is do activities that make you feel comfortable. I know when you are trying to meet someone or you have already met them, it can be helpful to do activities that you already are already comfortable with. I know it's definitely not easy meeting new people or trying to get them to like you or anything like that. Just do your own thing and do activities that make you feel comfortable. I know that I clung closely to like exercising and making sure that I stay with my routine. Those are just things that made me feel comfortable, and eventually my boyfriend Chris actually started going with me, so that was just something that we kind of did together, and we were constantly cooking together, you know, to kind of break the ice. Like, you don't always know what to say, so it's good to have an activity. So we were always cooking or exercising and doing things like that. So just do something that makes you feel comfortable. Feel free to say no and come up with your own suggestions if they have other ideas, but it's up to you, but that can definitely help. Number two is definitely, all of these things are up to you, but it's what I recommend is to not dictate what you're wearing because of other people or this or the person you are interested in specifically. I know it can be tough determining whether or not you should tell them right away, show them, let them decide for themselves, like tell them at a specific time or anything like that, but I think it can just kind of overcomplicate things. It can overcomplicate things if you're trying to like determine if you're trying to tell them ahead of time or if you're just wanting to wait or tell them right up front. Just kind of let it fall where it may and just wear what you want and don't try to worry too much about hiding or anything like that, because they are going to find out anyways at some point or another. So whether you choose to tell them or you let them find out on their own, they're going to find out. So it can be more helpful to just kind of wear what you want and not worry about covering it up. So consider that and kind of just see where, kind of see if you're comfortable even showing it. But that's up to you. Next is try to date people who have things in common with you. I know in the past I've liked people that I didn't have too much in common with and I just liked them just because, and that's fine. But there's a lot of people who are different and they make good matches. But for me specifically, I like to have things in common with other people. It can make things much easier when you're trying to relate to them. If you don't have too many things in common, it can make things tougher to talk about, you know, finding common ground and all those things. If you can't find something right away that you have in common, that's fine. You might find something later. But just try to find things that you have in common. Do those things, talk about those things, and that can get you off to a really good start. The next thing that can really help you is to try to understand that everybody has their insecurities and their secrets. With vitiligo, it's just something that's on the surface that we can't really hide. You could try, but you probably won't have you're not going to be able to completely hide from it ever. So just remember that, even though this is on the surface and people can see it, there's a lot of people who have things that they bury deep inside that they don't talk about, and those things are there too. You're not the only person who has something that you're insecure about. Next is try to be open and as comfortable as possible as you can. Try to be confident, and it can help to be a little more accepting of yourself. That way the other person can, you know, feel more comfortable, and they can see that, you know, hey, they love themselves, they're confident. Those are attractive qualities. So if you can do that, and you can try to be open about your condition, it can really help you to open up about it and talk about it and really, like, make some new relationships with people. When you're confident, other people can sense that. And it can help to just talk about it and let them know what it is. If they don't know what it is, you can educate them on it. And if they don't want to stick around or have any problems because of it, then they were superficial people anyways. And that's not something, I'm sure that's something nobody wants. So in a way, it's a good thing, but it can be kind of like a tough pill to swallow. And lastly, before we get into our questions, don't try to force it or rush anything. At the end of the day, love can't really be, like, sought out. It kind of comes to you whether or not you're expecting it or not. It's most of the time when you're not expecting it, it's going to happen, and a lot of the time it's with someone that you don't expect. So don't try to chase too hard after any one person, and just let things happen, because it'll happen when the time is right. All right, so I had one question from someone on Facebook. How did me and my boyfriend meet? We actually met at a mutual friend's birthday party. I'm no longer friends with this person, but oh well. We had a really good time. We hit it off, and shortly after that, we started texting and talking, and then eventually hanging out more, and then we started dating. And that was several years ago. So now let's get to the exciting part, the questions that I asked my boyfriend. Right. So I'm actually kind of nervous to read these because I haven't read them at all, promise. So these are all going to be news to me. So the first question I had is, what was your initial thought about my skin? He said, I didn't care at all. I just thought it was different. Okay. The next one, when did you realize? He said, literally the day we met. And I think it's funny because I thought I was being really sneaky, and I thought that I covered it up well and hid it, and nobody would know until I was ready to show or talk about it. So that's funny. Why did you pretend to not know? Yep. After a while, he told me that he already knew. So he was basically pretending that he didn't know. And he said, because I knew you wanted to hide it, so I played along. So I guess that's nice in its own way. He fooled me. I thought he had no clue. I asked him, did you wish I would have admitted it early on? He said, no, I'm happy everything happened the way it did. Okay. The last question is, what were your first thoughts about me when we first met? Dang, she's perfect. So that's really nice. I thought there was going to be more typing involved in this, but he was really short and straight to the point. I'm glad he filled it out because I had no idea about some of these. But I just wanted to show you guys, like, that it did not happen for me for a long time. I'm 22 right now, and I met him when I was 19, so there was no luck from the ages, like, back in high school. There wasn't a whole lot of luck there. Little things, but it wasn't true until now. So I hope you guys know that you're not the only one who struggled with this. I thought I would just make this video and put it out there because I know, like, this is not something that's easy to deal with, and I thought I would just help you guys along in this department. So I hope this helps you guys, and let me know what you think down below. Don't forget to subscribe, and I'll see you guys next week.
And welcome back, and thank you for staying with us as we are back with Terry on today's topic, vitiligo insecurities. Would you date a vitiligo person? And you can always call us at 845-241-9985 and joining the conversation. Let us know how you feel or what you're experiencing about your insecurities, about dating, about how you got into dating, whether you are vitiligo or not. So Mr. Perry, welcome back.
Well, I am back, and Ms. Inez, thank you for doing a wonderful hosting today. It's always a pleasure to work with
thank you.
Thank you. Tina, I've never met Ms. I've never
you.
Met Ms. Inez, so it's truly a pleasure to meet
no,
my co-host by phone. At this point, it's a pleasure. And she's a fantastic person. And tonight, we're going to put her on the spot because, see, Ms. Inez thinks she's going to just slide through this interview and the conversation is going to be about the vitiligo people. But it's not about vitiligo. It's about the insecurities of people, period. And as I was sitting, mm-hmm. we were going through the break, and I was thinking, you know, there are so many things with vitiligo, and it's people still haven't started speaking up as much as I would like to hear them speak up, you know, because we got
uh-huh.
Caucasian, we got Mexican, we got all nationalities. So we're not just talking to African-American. I think sometimes when people hear us talk and we tell them we're African-American, they think it's just our disease or condition. But this condition
mm-hmm.
is like 1% of all Americans acquire it. They say 2%, 1%. It doesn't matter. People are all across
mm-hmm.
the globe are acquiring this condition without any cure. You know what I mean? There
cure.
Is no cure for this situation.
Cure.
Cure. That's right.
Right.
There is, maybe our demographic, and there is no cure. So is there a different insecurity from Caucasian people or other nationalities? Because in my journey, what I found out is that people from other nationalities don't like to talk about it. Now, you have some that become vocal
mm-hmm.
because they're put in a position.
Mm-hmm.
But most of those groups or of people, they don't really talk about it.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And there are a lot of insecurities across the globe. So, you know, I'm the guy who has the answer for insecurity. So, you know, that's why people have to come to me, because I have the answer for insecurities with vitiligo and just with life insecurity, because, you know, I spoke at Tuskegee University, and I was there with the most beautiful
mm-hmm.
women, young ladies in the world. And I was like,
uh-huh.
after they heard me speak, they were like, man, you're so confident, you're so this, and we really are insecure. So, honest, being a beautiful African-American woman, what are some of the insecurities that you would have in dating? You know what I mean? It's not so much about, I think you're about 24, 25, Ms.
Inez? Times three, but, almost.
Okay, but my whole point is that you are an
uh-huh.
African-American woman, and I hear it all
uh-huh.
the time that women have these insecurities about dating. So elaborate a little bit about your experiences, your life experiences of security or insecurity at this point. Would you say you're a secure woman?
I would have to say sometimes. I just lost
yeah.
about 20 pounds, so, you know, I feel a little bit more secure about myself now, because I felt like a linebacker. I felt like I was, you know, big booty Judy, you know, whatever. And so I just didn't feel secure about myself as far as, quote, unquote, my weight, you know, because I'm only 5'2.5¾". And I was weighing like 189 pounds, and I felt like a linebacker. It's like, oh, cuss word, no, I can't be that, you know.
You're 5'2". What'd you say, you're 5'2" and have that? 5'2"?
5'2½¾". So I'm not quite 5'3".
It's always fascinating to, like I said, I have never met Ms. Inez, and that's why the show is so great, because you can communicate from all across the country. Ms. Inez is in Tampa, Florida, and I'm in Panama City right now. I'm not even in Atlanta, and she's allowing
mm-hmm.
me to be on the show, and I so much appreciate you and Ms. Sherry. Now,
mm-hmm.
Once again, I always want to put the number out there to call in, because I don't never know who's listening. And so if you're listening
right.
and you're not too insecure about conversation, call in. What's the number, Ms. Inez?
Uh-huh, 845-241-9985.
Mm-hmm.
845-241-9985. Yes.
So, 845. Give me the number one more time.
845.
Now, you give them the number one more time.
845-241-9985.
How about, no. Now, see, y'all just saw how insecurity works. Miss Inez was on the phone, and she got muffled. So she has some insecurities about what she should have said and what she shouldn't have said, okay? So insecurity is just, it's a situation sometimes that we don't even have control over. Because
mm-hmm.
you have to come to terms with what insecurity means to you. And when I'm talking on this
radio
show, I'm always talking in the I terms. So I always want people to know that what I'm saying is about me, not about you. So
mm-hmm.
if you have an opinion on what we're saying, Ms. Inez speaks for her, I speak for me. So that way we always can say that if you love my conversation, guess what? You love the situation. Like that, if you love my conversation, you love
right,
the situation.
Right, I do.
So insecurities have to be forbidden in your life, because if you have those, you can't work with people. You can't have relationships
mm-hmm.
and friendships because your insecurities are always going to hinder you from where you are, okay? So, Ms. Inez, is there anything else you want to ask me at this point in time?
So how long did you say you've had vitiligo?
I had vitiligo since 2000. I mean, it went to 1990. I think, 2001, somewhere like that. 1990, somewhere in 94. In between that range,
mm-hmm.
it was starting to spread where it was very noticeable, you know what I mean? So, yeah.
Okay. So, at that point in time, was there any stress in your life? Because I know that vitiligo, I don't know if it generates from stress. I know it spreads from stress. So, were you going through a traumatic time in your life at that point where... it's like, oh, what is this on my skin? What is this on my body? Why am I getting this? You know, that type of thing.
Well, Ms. Inez, do you remember when I told you earlier people say my story is not traumatic because it's not a sorrow?
Uh-huh.
So I talk mostly about being encouraging to people. But my story started in 1990 when I was incarcerated for 10 years. And I share it transparently because I don't know to say that my vitiligo was triggered because I was incarcerated. You know, I did 10 straight years in prison. Yes, 10 straight years. So if somebody was to sit down with me and talk to me, I would probably say that I would have had to have some, I still don't think so. I just think that, I think it was a chemical imbalance in my body that created vitiligo. Not because I was stressed out, because I wasn't stressed out. You know, after I received my time, I was not stressed out. I accepted my consequences for my actions, and we moved on. And this is the consequences of my actions is me and you talking today. You allow me to be a part of your show. Me being a CEO of my own organization is a product of me being incarcerated.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? So I don't know. I'm gonna say incarceration made my life better. But I don't encourage people to go through the journey that I had to get to their success. But I'm just saying that situation, I don't feel like it was stressful. It wasn't stressful enough for me, for my skin to be stressed out, because it wasn't. You got to think about it. Sometimes you have three meals. You rest every day. You exercise all day.
Uh-huh.
And, you know, and the reality of incarceration is you made the choice to get there. You see what I'm saying? So you shouldn't be
right.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. But while you were in there, nobody stressed you out, and you know you didn't have to look. I'm sure you probably had to look over your back, depending on. You didn't have to look over your back or anything.
Not at all, son. No.
Or make sure you were safe. Okay.
On the street.
Okay.
No. I mean, you always got to do it, even in the street. When you go to the gas station, if you ain't paying attention, I'm not gonna rob you.
Right.
Yeah,
so, your head's on the swivel.
But and if you're insecure at the gas station, that's how these people pick you out. They'll
right.
They say, I can rob that person because they're scared looking. You know what I mean? If you walk with confidence in life,
right.
you engage in the world, they can't get you like that. Okay?
Mm-hmm.
So insecurities and insecurities go a long way in our lives. And you don't have to have vitiligo to be frustrated or with anything. But my whole thing is this is on this is that insecure. I just want everybody to know tonight I am in Panama City, Florida. I am on vacation and I am loving my day. And to be on the phone with Miss Inez and her audience tonight, it means so much because that shows me that she has dedication enough to keep being at me to say, hey, man, I just want you to be on the show tonight. You know, and I appreciate you and Miss Sherry because they can find a million people to do what I'm doing, you know. So,
right.
Today, I don't have any insecurities. I don't have any insecurities about being on the show.
And I appreciate you because you didn't have to be there. Two weeks in a row,
she interrupted my weekend.
I was in Raleigh last week.
I'm in Panama City, and she interrupted me. But you know what is that important? The message is that important that we're trying to convey to all the listeners. It's not about her. We're trying to convey that message to you all. That life is short.
Correct.
Live your best life and stop being insecure. Did I say it right? Insecure.
Insecure. As they say, as the rappers say, insecure.
Because at the end of the day, life you say it could be your own. And Miss Inez,
there you go.
We look like we had that time again. Where we need to go to your next break.
There you go, and that's what I'm going to do. Okay, here we go.
Love lower than low prices? Then get more ways to save at Kroger, where you can find personalized coupons, weekly deals, and rewards like fuel points. All for prices that are lower than low. On food that's fresher than fresh. Kroger, fresh for everyone.
I love that commercial. And Kroger can be found under the stores tab in the food and drink section of Do It All in the Mall, which is found on the homepage. And you can browse while listening to our show. And when you shop, we earn a commission on all qualified purchases. And you know what? It goes back into the community. And so whatever you purchase, we get a little commission that goes back to your community. And so we want you to shop. And don't be insecure, okay? So let's listen to a couple of short clips. And while you're listening and you want to call in and join the discussion, the topic is vitiligo insecurities. Would you date a vitiligo person? And the number again is 845-241-9985. The first one is I've struggled to make a real connection with a guy. Too ugly for love? No, she's a very beautiful woman. And Anthony's emotional vitiligo experience in finding happiness. And he found his love at Sephora. So let's listen to these two stories.
By squeezing. Beautiful open chest, Brianna.
31-year-old Brianne has been single for 2 years. Finding her Prince Charming isn't proving easy.
I've struggled to make a real connection with a guy or have a relationship because of many insecurities that I have. It's weird because when a guy just sees full done up model Brianne and is like, you're so beautiful, I'm not that person. I am afraid if he sees the real Brianne, is he still going to feel that way about me? I've tried, I've put myself out there, I've done the online dating thing, and I just feel like I keep trying, but I keep getting disappointed.
Brianne's life changed forever when she developed a skin condition at 19.
I have vitiligo, so I've lost a lot of the pigmentation on my face. I don't like wearing 12 pounds of makeup, but I would love to be natural. Guys always say, I love it when a girl's so natural, but natural really isn't an option for me. People look at me and they think, oh, just get over it. It's not that big of a deal, but I don't measure up. I'm constantly worried, constantly thinking about it. I have to fill in the pigment where I don't have any. And I have to sort of essentially build everything. And then neutralize this dark gray border right here. That takes me at least an hour. Well, this is probably the best that I can get it to look right now.
See, she's insecure and she was beautiful. So if you ever go and look, she's a beautiful, beautiful woman. Anthony's story.
At the age of 12, I was diagnosed with vitiligo. It was tough, a lot of teasing, a lot of lonely days, you know, being called different names from a cow to a Dalmatian, and it really was difficult. My name is Anthony, I work at Sephora. I'm a district loss prevention manager. I've been with Sephora for 9 years. It's my happy place. When I got hired, I was immediately accepted. They welcomed me with open arms. No one ever saw me as being different. They've always, you know, saw me as one of them, part of the team, part of the Sephora family. Sephora just really changed the way that I feel about myself. It's not what you look like on the outside, but it's what you have on the inside. I didn't have many relationships. I was the, you know, the bunt of all the jokes. So there wasn't too many girls who were interested in me. Me and Jessica met at Sephora about 8 years ago. She was a beauty advisor. I walked into the store and I saw Jessica for the first time. And I was smitten. I was like, wow, she's beautiful.
So when Anthony walked in, he was just a beautiful person when I met him. And once you get to know him, you'll know who Anthony really is. It was just something about him that drew me in. I never would have thought that we would have ended up here 8 years later, happily married with two kids.
Holidays for me is just spending time with family, being together, laughing, and just being thankful and grateful that, you know, I have a family. The most important gift that I think someone's ever given me is I'm going to have to say Sephora. You know, growing up, you know, throughout my life and always been treated different, it's a good feeling knowing that I can go somewhere and know that the people that are there treat me the same and that they love me. Sorry. Sephora gave me my wife that led to my two beautiful children. And so that's the best gift that I've ever think I've received in life.
And welcome back. See, everybody finds love. Everybody finds love. You don't have to look for it. Sometimes love will find you. And so welcome back and thank you for returning with us. That telephone number is still for you all to use, 845-241-9985. And you can still join us on the topic of vitiligo insecurities. Would you date a vitiligo person? Mr. Perry, what do you think?
Well, all I can say is that I've heard some powerful stories tonight, and you know, and at the end of the day, overcome their situations with being secured, as opposed to be having insecurities, and that the whole point of our conversation is that people become secure in their own way, in their own time. So I know that the listeners today are going to get something that I know they receive something from it, because Liz Arnaz, you have put this together tonight that has made it a dynamic conversation for individuals. It is, this conversation tonight is not about people. It's about individuals.
Right.
When they're sitting at home right now, they don't need to call Ms. Arnaz. They don't need to call Perry, because they are visualizing that, you know what, I've made it. You feel me? I've overcome this.
Mm-hmm.
So that is what they have learned today. We've given them the security to not be insecure anymore, all right? And tonight, I want to thank everybody who has been listening, and who has heard the voices from Ms. Inez and Perry, and that we love you and we appreciate the time you took out. And, of course, I appreciate my own time that I took out today to be with you because we
thank
gave
you,
Perry. Today. We gave you all a lot of information today that could save your own life from being secured or insecure, because it's powerful. It's a powerful energy to be secured as opposed to be having insecurity, okay? So as I said earlier, I am in Panama City, Florida, enjoying my vacation, and I am about to leave you guys. Or is it time for me to leave yet? You know,
well,
I love y'all, but talk to me. I'm not ready yet, but I'm just saying about leaving
y'all. I want you to be secure, okay, in leaving us. But, I do appreciate you always taking the time out. You know, the last time you had your fellas in Raleigh, and we got a lot of people calling in. Are they single? Are they married? Can we call them? Can we get their information? They were all married, but still, they were secure in their being. They're all married. So, you know, they may have been married before they got vitiligo. They may have been married after they got vitiligo. It doesn't matter. They still found somebody to love them, and they love them back. And so you just get out of your insecurities, because that is what is holding you back. That is what is holding. It's not your vitiligo that's holding you back. Your own internalization of who you think you are and think is going to love you is what's holding you back. If you look at yourself, and it doesn't matter vitiligo or non-vitiligo, you know, and just step out and just say, hey, I'm going to poke my head out the door today, and maybe somebody will see me. You know, walk down the street with your head up high, with your chest out. I am Mr. Big. I am Miss Sexy. Yes, sir. You know, can't nobody tell me what to do, because I look good regardless of the package you are in. You just have to feel secure in your own skin. Correct me if I'm wrong, Mr. Perry.
You are absolutely right.
Thank you. And I'm going to play another video, and this is by Aruna Evan, and she has been on our show before, and this is Dating, Finding Love, and Marriage, and she is a vitiligo model. So we're going to let Mr. Perry sign off and enjoy himself in Panama. Tell everybody in Panama we said hey, and that they can join in the show as well. When we have a show during the week, and our weeks are full now, I believe we have somebody every day throughout the week. So, you know, you all can join us. So we are going to let Mr. Perry go and enjoy himself, and hopefully he'll catch a couple of fish. And we want to thank him, as always, for taking time out of his busy schedule to join us on every other Friday. So thank you, Mr. Perry. Any last words?
Well, do it all in the mall radio. You know, y'all check it out, and we want to thank them from the bottom of our heart. My complete vitiligo community appreciates this, and I'm not speaking for everybody. I'm just saying I have vitiligo, and anybody that follows me, I understand that they would appreciate that they got a platform to speak and do things on. Each and every other Friday with. Next week we'll be off. The following we'll be on. All right, so y'all tune in and y'all give me a round of applause, because I'm ready to go do it like the young kids say, the youngster said. I'm ready to go turn it up. But
thank y'all for
having me on the show. And Ms. Inez, have a great evening.
Yes,
and keep doing what you do. Right.
Thank
you. All right.
Thank you, fine sir. Bye-bye. Enjoy. Thank you.
Hey guys.
Hey.
My name is Aruna Evan. I'm a personal trainer, and this is my husband, Josh.
Hey.
Today we're doing a requested video, actually. We are doing a video about what it's like to be the partner or spouse of someone with vitiligo.
That's me.
That's him. Okay, so your first introduction to my vitiligo was actually on our first date.
Right.
Can you tell the story of how, like, it was revealed to you?
Sure, yeah. So basically, really in the middle of the conversation, there was like no intro to it all. Like, Runa was basically just talking for a bit, just talking about herself, and she just goes, and I have a LIGO, it's this little thing here, all people know it because like the Michael Jackson thing, but it's like, you know, the thing that affects LIGO, and I was just kind of, okay. So I saw it, and I had seen it before, and I was like, oh, okay, I didn't actually know like the name for it,
yeah.
Even though like I had, you know, known about it, and I was like, oh, all right, cool, like, and it was literally a non-issue for me immediately, like I didn't care one single bit, so.
Yeah. Yeah.
I just think it was funny how she brought it up to me,
though. I remember thinking, like I have vitiligo elsewhere on my body.
Yeah.
And, like, while a lot of people can mistake the vitiligo on my face for a birthmark, I was like, if this guy sees, like, any other part of my body, like, at a future time and is surprised by it, like, I didn't want you to be surprised by it.
I think that's a cool move, yeah.
I don't know that it needed to be said on the first date, but like, that's the decision I made. And I was really happy with your response, because you just, like, smiled and nodded, and you're like, oh, okay, cool, and just kind of, like, you didn't have a non-response, you just had a very, like, zen response, basically.
All right,
yeah.
Cool.
Were you thinking anything underneath that?
Nothing at all, really.
Really?
Yeah.
Cool. So, yeah, if someone responds to your vitiligo all whack on a first date, then just next.
They ain't worth a damn.
Yeah, seriously. Well, this may be a question you might be really shy to answer on camera, but, like...
All right. Lay it on.
Clearly, eventually, you saw me without clothing at some point.
I did.
If your family, please stop watching. You saw my other vitty spots, which have changed over time, but,
yeah.
Like... First impression, what were you thinking?
Honestly, it just really didn't have any kind of impact on me.
Really?
Yeah.
That's so crazy.
I mean...
I got a good one. Seriously, you didn't have any reaction at all?
No, it's like, honestly, like, everybody has something. Everybody's got, like, you know, birthmark here, birthmark there, like, you know, little things about them. It's like,
yeah. It
just has never, like, impacted me in any way.
Cool.
I'd seen people with vitiligo before, you know?
Yeah.
Like I said, I didn't know what the name for it was.
Right.
But, so I don't know, it just didn't really, like, surprise me, like...
Maybe because I just rambled about it on our first date. So I've jokingly asked you this question before, but I feel like I should ask it because it might be what a lot of people with vitiligo are thinking, and I certainly thought it myself. But, like, my vitiligo changes over time, and, like, different people have different types of vitiligo that change, like, at different rates over time. But, like, if my vitiligo were to start growing, like, all over my face, and I had, like, spots, and then someday I turned, like, all white, like, how would you feel about all of that?
I mean, honestly, I fell in love with you, like, so that's, like, all that's ever mattered to me. And, like, I've known because I've seen the pictures of how it's changed. And, like, my whole mindset has been, like, I'm in love with Runa, so, I mean, I'd be with you no matter what, babe.
Your response when I asked you the first time was, a lot of people with autoimmune conditions are prone to stress, and, like, deeper responses to stress. And so stress reduction is super important, and, like, I think you've known I've made, like, life changes to accommodate things that, like, are helpful for me with my vitiligo and, like, physical symptoms and stuff like that. If you had to give someone advice who is a partner already of someone with vitiligo about, like, the stress factor, what would you say to them?
So I'm speaking to the person who is the partner.
Yes.
Okay, so I don't know, like, just be supportive. Like, if it... I actually, in a way, kind of want to give advice to the person who has vitiligo in that instance.
Do
well,
you, man? Do you?
Trust that your partner loves you and, like, loves you for who you are. Not everybody necessarily, like, would, like, be blasé about it. Some people, it might be an issue for it. But, like, if you have somebody that's telling you that they love you no matter what, believe them. And, like, love them and understand that. And, like, don't feel like they're going to, like, be thinking about it and they'd be wanting to leave you and not, like, because they're in love with you. And to the person who is the partner, I don't know, I would imagine you just feel the same way that I do. The most important thing that you need to know is to give that person, you know, support when they need it and help them because, you know, stress reduction is vital. Honestly, like, I have diabetes. I've been self-conscious about that in my life. Like, everybody's got something. And if, like, you understand that everybody has something that they're subconscious about, it's easy to empathize and also to not, like, you know, worry, like, oh, my God, I have this thing, and is somebody going to look at me in a different way because of it, mm-hmm. or if things change because of it. Just realize that everybody out there has got something.
True. What about for the people who are worried that they're never going to find someone because of vitiligo?
I don't believe that. I just don't believe that's true.
Why?
Because I believe that everybody has somebody who will love them. Like, I really do.
An eternal optimist. There you have it, folks. You heard it from the horse's mouth. Not that I'm calling you a horse.
What?
What? Is there anything else you can think of that you want to say to either someone with vitiligo who's looking for love or someone who is dating or married to someone with vitiligo?
Well, really just reiterating something, like, if a person has a problem with you because you've got X, Y, Z, doesn't matter if it's vitiligo or anything else.
Yep.
Like, then they're not worth a damn.
Yeah, f*** them.
Seriously.
Yeah, not literally.
Well, right, exactly. You show them.
Yeah, you show them. That's the PG version. All right. I think that's about it.
Yeah.
You think that's good?
I think that's good.
Okay, cool. I hope this helps. I know a lot of people out there are looking for love with vitiligo and are scared that they're never going to find it, but I just don't think that's true either.
I really don't.
Yeah. So...
We do not own the rights to any information or music you hear at Let's Do It Radio.
This has been your hostess, Miss Inez, owner and fashion designer of Anais Valco Designs. And you have been listening to Let's Do It Radio, sponsored by and found on the homepage of doitallinthemall.com. Doitallinthemall.com is owned and operated by Sharon Salisbury Frazier out of Yakima, Washington. And glad to see that you are still with us. And thank you to our guest, Perry Whaley, out of Atlanta, Georgia, vitiligo man of action, on the topic of vitiligo insecurities. Or would you date a vitiligo person? And to all of our Do It All in the Mall worldwide listeners, thank you so much for joining us, because we send information out to the vitiligo network, vitiligo support, vitiligo friends. But you may have friends who don't have vitiligo that may want to hear this information, because it's not really just for one person. It's for everybody, because people are people. And we all have different situations that we come across. And so we want you to feel comfortable within your skin. And as Perry was saying, feel secure with your insecurities. So he will be back with us in a couple of weeks, as he always is, unless he's somewhere out gallivanting. And so you are welcome to go back to the homepage and look for the Let's Do It Radio banner on the homepage, located on the right-hand side of the homepage, and click the picture. There's a big old Let's Do It Radio, what they call it, banner, but picture. And there you will find all speakers who you can revisit and listen to all the episodes. We got some wonderful episodes, y'all. We got relationship, we got wealth, we've got keeping history alive, we've got keeping it real with Sergeant Parks, and we have everything you can think of. Then we have vitiligo. So it's not just for, you know, one specific set of people. Is this radio, Blog Talk Radio, is for everybody to listen, because we want to educate you. We want to entertain you. We want to enlighten you. So thank you all for listening, for joining in. Tell a friend, tell anybody. And so we also want you to leave comments on the shows you do listen to, and let us know how we are doing, how we are not doing, how we can improve. So please, please, please don't stop at just listening, but, you know, comment so we know that you are listening and you have ideas too that can enhance this program. And as you shop through the mall, the more funds we build up and the commission is earned on qualified purchases that go back to your communities, as I said earlier, where your money matters. and you can change lives and make lives matter on Making a Difference worldwide, not just here in the United States, but we are broadcasting to everywhere, Indonesia, Brazil, Colombia, Hawaii, Puerto Rico, Colombia, Africa, Asia, Asia Minor, Asia Major. You know, we go to Russia. We go to some of all these places. So please comment. We go to Australia, New Zealand. So, you know, they wake up or open up, you know, the banner. And they listen. And so we appreciate everybody doing this. But we can't make a difference without you. So make Do It All in the Mall your shopping headquarters. And we cannot do this without you shopping. And so donations are also welcome as well. You can click on the donate button on the homepage of Do It All in the Mall. And maybe you might want to be a guest on Let's Do It Radio. Contact us if you have a topic for discussion or would like to advertise your business with us. We'll take businesses. We got 5,000. We'll add yours as well, and we'll highlight you. And you can send an email to doitallinthemall@yahoo.com or complete the contact us information on the homepage of doitallinthemall.com. And the old-fashioned way works just as well. Pick up the phone, Selly, whatever, Zoom if you need to. And you can call us at 509-406-6920 or 813-900-7911. So please, please, please tune in, Skype, listen, talk to us at 845-241-9985, Tuesdays through Fridays during the following times. And we have, you know, different times for different people, 3 p.m. Pacific, 4 p.m. Mountain, 5 p.m. Central, 6 p.m. Eastern, or 6 p.m. Pacific, 7 p.m. Mountain, 8 p.m. Central, 9 p.m. Eastern. And the ones that are at 3 p.m., 4 p.m., 5 p.m., and 6 p.m. are on Tuesdays. That is Sports Keeping History Alive, Love and Lover, Lover. Wednesday, we have Reverend Carolyn McCullough teaching from the Bible. And Thursdays, we have Keeping It Real with Sergeant Park. And Fridays, we have Perry Whaley, Vitiligo Man of Action, Vibing with Vitiligo. And then at the 6 p.m. Pacific, 7 p.m. Mountain, 8 p.m. Central, and 9 p.m. Eastern on the alternating days, we have Savitri Crenshaw. She's our investment specialist. And that's on Tuesday evenings. Wednesday evening, we have our relationship specialist, Stephanie Whitfield. Why does love hurt? And she's wonderful as well. And then we have coming up, I can't wait for this gentleman to start with us, April the 30th, we are having Late Night with Lee Alston, and he is with Gullah Soul Music. He is internationally known and a talented musician. He plays soul, jazz, spiritual, and some spoken word. And he is also starting next Friday, April 30th at 6 p.m. Pacific, 7 p.m. Mountain, 8 p.m. Central, and 9 p.m. Late Night with Me, Eastern. Sundays, we have our guest speakers. First Sundays, we have Reverend Carolyn McCullough. Second Sundays, we have Dr. Ralph Steele. Third Sundays, we have Reverend Carolyn Williamson. Fourth Sundays, this Sunday, we have Reverend Ronnie Mitchell. And he's going to be speaking on One Heart and One Soul, taken out of Acts 4, 32 and 39. So the time is 3 p.m. Pacific, 4 p.m. Mountain, 5 p.m. Central, and 6 p.m. Eastern. And that's basically listen only until we open up the lines for invitation for discipleship or if you want to be prayed for during the service. So please, 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 yes, I'm begging you to share this information with everyone on social media, Instagram, tell a man, tell a woman, tell somebody, word of mouth, but plenty of fish, Black People Meet, Facebook, Tumblr, any social media you have, go ahead, spread the word because we want to get out there and we want to entertain people. So you're just not doing this normal wah, 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 you know, like Charlie Brown and not hear anything. And but we want to entertain you while you are just, you know, sitting there shopping through doitallinthemall.com. And so thank you again for allowing us to enter your home. But wherever you may be listening, like Brother Man, Mr. Perry, he was in Panama, Florida, listening to Let's Do It Radio, sponsored by Do It All in the Mall. And it is owned and operated by Sharon Salisbury Fraser, who is out of Yakima. And I have been your hostess for the evening, broadcasting out of Tampa, Florida. And to the worldwide listeners, wherever you may be listening from, tuning into, Skyping, we appreciate you ever so much. And every one of our entrepreneurs can be found on the Clients Carousel, of course, on the homepage of Do It All in the Mall. Again, thank you, Mr. Perry Whaley, for joining us and taking time out of your busy day for the evening. And just to remind you, we don't need to judge each other by the color of our skin, but by the content of our character. So stay with us, because you know what? I'd like to give you guys some extra music at the end of our show so that you guys have something to listen to while you're shopping through doitallinthemall.com. And our closing song is sung by Half Mile, I Won't Judge.
Ready?
Show.
What we show.
I got no room for judging others.
da-do-do, do-do. The very first time that I saw your brown eyes, your lips said hello and I said hi, I knew right then you were the one. But I was caught up in physical attraction, but to my satisfaction, baby, you were more than just a fake. And if I
ever fall
in love
again,
I will be sure that
the lady is a friend.
Like you. Oh, yeah, 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 yeah. The very next step to be my friend. If I say that I could be your one and only,
promise, promise, promise
that you'll never leave me lonely, I just wanna be the one you need. Oh, baby, I just want to be the one to serve you. Sometimes I feel as if I don't deserve you. I cherish every moment that we share. And if I
ever fall
in love
again,
I will be sure that
the lady is a friend.
Shy sang that song, If I Ever Fall in Love, and you will. You fall in love. You will find someone. This next song is by Carmichael Music Lover, Time to Love Somebody.
I guarantee it's you, no doubt about it. I just want you to really think about it. Everything starts with you.
Time to Love Somebody, and I love this next song. It's with Yuna featuring Usher. It's called Crush.
Down, 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 down.
Steady Love by India Ari.
Make up again, 'cause little life's gonna be crazy. and he loves a good book. I'll tell you how I know he's the perfect one for me, 'cause he's a warrior in the streets, but he's a king in the sheets. He's giving me love so steady. He touches my heart, now I'm ready. He touches my soul and my spirit. He's giving me love so steady. He's giving me love so steady. He touches my soul and my spirit.
Death Friends by Music Soul Child.
Girl, I know this might seem strange, but let me know if I'm out of order or stepping to you this way. See, I've been watching you for a while, and I just gotta let you know that I'm really feeling your style. 'Cause I had to know your name and leave you with my number, and I hope that you would call me someday. If you want, you can give me yours too, and if you don't, well, I ain't mad at you. We can still be cool, girl.
I'm not trying to pressure you, just can't stop thinking about you. You ain't even really gotta be my girlfriend.
No, no.
I just wanna know your name, and maybe sometime we can hook up, hang out, just you.
Damn, I'm surprised that you called, 'cause the way you walked away, I thought I wasn't gonna see you no more. Since you didn't wanna give me your man, I thought that you were digging me and wasn't digging me. But anyway, what you doing tonight? I'll probably be quitting my feet. If it's cool with you, maybe we'll swing by, and you can just chill, or you can just chill with me. Long as you're comfortable and you feel secure when you're with me, 'cause
I'm not trying to pressure you, just can't stop thinking about you. You ain't even
thinking about
you.
No, I
you
can't
ain't even really gotta be my girlfriend.
talking about you.
Chrisette Michelle, If I Have My Way.
Slowly, it's the sweetest thing.
to us. You're the coffee that I need in the morning. You're my sunshine in the rain when it's pouring. Won't you give yourself to me? Give it all. I just wanna see. I just wanna see how beautiful you are. You know that I see.
Feel so nice. You're my water when I'm stuck in the desert. You're the talent all I take when my head hurts. You're the sunshine of my life. I just wanna see how beautiful you are. You know that I see it. I know you're a star. Follow, no matter how far. If life is a movie, then you're the best part. Say something. If you love me, won't you? Love me, won't you? If you love me, won't you say something? If you love me, won't you? If you love me, won't you say something? If you love me, won't you? Love me, won't you? If you love me, won't you say something? If you love me, won't you? If you love me, won't you say something? If you love me, won't you?
And then, you know what? I Found Love by B.B. and C.C. Winans, Cindy Song.
Somebody who cares. When I found you, found my most intimate prayer. When I found you, I found what every heart dreams of. When I found you, I found love. When I found you, I found the rest of my life. When I found you, I told all others goodbye. When I found you, I saw my fears fly away like a dove. When I found you, I found love.
When
Nothing Like Love by Music Soul Child.
Love, there's so many things I've got to tell you, but I'm afraid I don't. Cause there's a possibility that you look at me differently, love. Ever since the first moment I spoke your name, from then on I knew that by you being in my life, things were destined to change. Cause love, many people use your name in vain. Love, those who have faith in you sometimes go astray. Love, through all the ups and downs, the joys and hurts. Love, for to know you, longing for your kiss, for your kiss, touch, for your feel, your presence. Many nights I've cried from the things you do, felt like I could die from the thought of losing you. I know that you're real, with no doubts and no fears and no questions.
After all that, we're going to hear some Pure Soul. We Must Be in Love. Must be in love. Poetry Friday.
Have I forgotten the feeling of dark matter manifesting in the most intricate spaces? Traces and remnants of our love pepper our memories, vaguely recalling in our minds a time when we fit together like lock and key, complementing each other like moon and sea. We poked holes in the sky to let our light shine through, danced among the space because this place was made for me and you. We could dominate this place, set ablaze our love and create stars and quasars with the embers. But we've forgotten who we are, so how can we create what we don't remember?
Thank you for taking this time out on this Friday evening, spending it this last hour with me. I appreciate you all so much. Be blessed. Join us on Sunday at 3 p.m. Pacific, 4 p.m. Mountain, 5 p.m. Central, and 6 p.m. Eastern for Sunday service. And throughout the week, you're just going to have to tune in to Let's Do a Radio or check our episodes and see what's going on. But next Friday night, April 30th, tune in. Late Night with Lee Alston. It's going to be a real treat. Be blessed.